Welcome to the Week in Fitness podcast. Candid conversations with industry insiders, dealers, fitness club owners and franchisees, physical therapists and designers to understand and glean the trends and challenges inside the fitness business and of the mindsets of its professionals. Brought to you by SportsArt. SportsArt, the green fitness company with the exclusive EcoPower family of products, offering quality, innovative solutions for every achiever. And welcome into this, the first episode of the Week in Fitness podcast brought to you by SportsArt and their EcoPower family of products, where today I am joined by co-host Rick Redding. He's the Vice President of Sales at SportsArt. How you doing, Rick?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. You excited to kick this new venture off with a banger or what?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Well, the first guest that we have is a gentleman who shares the same first name, so there may be a little logistic challenge. And he's our he's works with Fitness Lifestyles, based out of Neptune, New Jersey. And they're a leader in the residential and commercial fitness industry since like 2002. Well, Rick's been with them. Our guest has been with them since 2002. And prior to that, he spent 17 years as a professional tennis player and coach. And now he brings his competitive spirit, his tenacity, and work ethic to the fitness industry with confidence. So without further delay, let's welcome in the Vice President of Fitness Lifestyles, Rick Flagg. Rick Flagg, how are you doing today?
Fantastic. And thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's our good pleasure. And then congratulations are in order, I think, right? Governor Murphy opened gyms today.
Yes. Yeah, it was, there's been a lot of fancy people around and businesses around to get going, and looks like they're going to get back in action today, is from what we hear.
Yeah, that's great news. Now, did that really ding you up in terms of commercial fitness sales, or did the residential market kind of keep you all afloat there for a minute?
Residential market definitely, kind of came to the forefront over the last 5 or 6 months during the pandemic when it started. But not only the residential market, but some of our markets that have been very successful for our business in over three decades that fitness lifestyles that have been in existence. That being said, fire departments, police departments, multi housing projects. So they actually, still very consistent. The main reason is you have smaller gyms, and people were more comfortable going with five people in the facility as opposed to maybe 50 or 75 in a big gym.
Yeah, that makes good sense. And Rick Redding, how did you two become acquainted? I know you're the Vice President of Sales at SportsArt. How did you initially meet Rick Flagg here?
Well, when I first started at SportsArt, they brought me on as the Northeast Regional Sales Manager, January 1, 2015, and the territory was really fragmented, and it was a work in process. So I reached out to a lot of my old friends. I've been working in the fitness business, calling on dealers for a good 25 years or so. And I called on Fitness Lifestyles many years ago and developed a really, really good relationship with its owner and founder, Leo Clark. So I reached out to Leo. I said, hey, I'm back in the game. I'm over here at SportsArt. I'd love to come out, sit down with you and see if there's any gaps in your portfolio where we might do some business together. He said, well, that sounds good and all, but you got to talk to my guy, Rick Flagg here. He runs commercial sales for me. So here's his phone number. Anything that we do, it's going to happen through him. So
interesting.
I was traveling frequently then, and I was doing market runs throughout the Northeast and went to New Jersey and called on Rick and said, hey, let's get together. Let's grab a bite to eat, get to know each other. And that's what we did. We went to this, I think it was the first time, Rick, we went to PJ's Pancakes in Princeton.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Remember the place. Remember the spot.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's where we usually go when we get together now. And in any event, we sat down. He did have some holes in his product portfolio and some challenges with other suppliers. And the timing was good, and he was willing to take a chance with us. And, you know, the rest was history from there.
Outstanding. You know, it's funny, speaking about Princeton, New Jersey, I remember being a sales rep in another industry altogether, driving on Route 1, heading just outside of Princeton, New Jersey. It's bumper-to-bumper traffic, three lanes on Route 1. And this guy, he inches past me, only for me to inch past him again. And we do this whole tug-along, tag-along thing for about a mile, which took 10 minutes because of the log jam. And he ekes up forward enough, and his license plate said it was the letter I, the letter H, the number 8, and then RT1. So, I mean, that said it all. He was biting his steering wheel. His license plate said, I hate Route 1. I thought, holy,
who doesn't?
Exactly, right? I mean, it's crazy up there. So PJ's Pancake House, you guys had a fortuitous meeting, and you were able to fulfill some needs, and that's awesome. I mean, Rick, your history with Fitness Lifestyles, I guess back in the fall of 2006, you were responsible for your company being awarded the New Jersey State contract for all of its fitness equipment. And then a short time after that, 3 years later, in 2009, you were responsible for your company being awarded the New York City Public Schools contract. What do you attribute those two successes to, if you had to put your finger on it?
Sure. Yeah, it's the 2006 with the New Jersey State, and the 2009 with New York. I think our approach was to be real diligent, and real diligent meeting with approach to these statewide and citywide contracts. You know, it's pretty detailed. It's pretty tedious, and so you've got, you know, when you open the document up and it has 95 pages in it.
Oof.
It's daunting, and it probably 9 out of 10 people it kind of scares them away, thinking that how am I going to do this and can I get through it? And are we even qualified to even be part of this? So our approach and my approach being I took on these contracts was, you know what, we're going to take this page by page and we're going to approach it and attack it as if we can conquer this. And I think doing that in that manner and just paying attention to the fine details, I think we outdueled and outworked our competitors to get these contracts.
So it's clearly by contrast. You're right. I think something like that can be an intimidating separator, from the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. And if you grind it out and you're diligent. Now, what is it all that what type of equipment and what facilities do the state of New Jersey and the public schools, I guess, but New Jersey, what are they using primarily, and where are you placing the products?
Yeah, it's both contracts in both states. It's good in all markets. I shouldn't say all markets. It's good in all the government markets. That being schools is one, but also state agencies. So government buildings, all municipalities, in New Jersey, and with New York. You know, in the five boroughs, we have, well over 500 to 600 school districts. So every single school from middle school to high school in New Jersey and New York,
wow,
can benefit from these contracts. And they have, several brands and models to choose from to fit their needs.
And you're exclusive for them.
Yeah, we're exclusive through the whole state of New Jersey. And we are one of the not exclusive for New York, but probably have the most majority of products for the New York City contract as well.
Congratulations! And does that, you have to do the same, jumping through the hoops each and every year? Is it a renewable thing every couple of years, or is it continuous?
The beauty of both of these is 5 years.
Oh,
so,
goodness.
I should say usually 3 years, and normally they extend a year or two. So most of the time it goes to a 5-year deal.
Now, when you get in with an organization, so, you know, these governments, the municipalities and stuff, does it, you know, every 5 years, you know, I guess your competitors are saying, well, you know, it's kind of a lost cause, and I'm sure they're trying to make inroads. But do you think the fact that you're the incumbent, you know, that you have favor and your work ethic and your diligence lends itself to renewal?
I think what happens is definitely that plays a part of it, being the incumbent, and the key thing, one of the key factors is, out of the hundreds of customers in New Jersey and hundreds in New York, if we look at the whole portfolio and basically, you know, we could go down from customer to customer and say, how do our customers like our product and our service over that 5-year period? Were there any issues, and whether it's product or service
and stuff? Yeah.
And did we take care of them? So what we've noticed, and what I've noticed, was I could say on one hand that we had a customer call and said that, you know what, it didn't work out for us, and you know, we're going to get it from somebody else. We haven't had that, which means we take care of them. So when that contract comes up, the contract manager reaches out to all the buyers, and they get basically a survey of how did you like how Fitness Lifestyles provided what you needed during those times.
Right. Yeah, that makes good sense. And Rick Redding, how do you keep up with the demand? Well, Fitness Lifestyles carries a number of product lines and different brands, but how do you fare with Fitness Lifestyles, Rick, and working in conjunction with Rick Flagg here?
Well, when I was managing the Northeast, I worked a lot closer with him at that point. But you know, our industry is very relationship based. It's based on trust and integrity. And you know, my job as a representative of Sports Art is to make sure Sports Art gets represented fairly, but also to make sure Fitness Lifestyles gets treated fairly. You know, during the transaction of our business together. So it's very important for a regional manager to support their dealers, make sure they have all the tools. You know, we've gone on appointments together. We've attended trade shows together. We've done a lot of education together. So it's just, you know, it's really not rocket science. It's just roll up your sleeves and building a partnership, and making sure you both have all the tools to go out there and be successful.
You know, it's funny, you say it's not rocket science, rather, but it's so overlooked, especially in today's climate with everything at a distance, right? And on the social media platforms, et cetera. You know, there's nothing like an old-fashioned, you know, relationship and working and together. You mentioned integrity, and I saw Rick Flagg that, you know, on the LinkedIn platform, I was looking up your profile, and you mentioned some attributes that describe yourself, such as you're tenacious, you're confident and steadfast. But another important trait that you subscribe to is integrity. How do you view integrity and the relationship game in terms of your business? How important is it to promote and be a man or a woman of integrity?
Oh, it is, you know, there's how I would measure everything is I have a formula using operational metrics. And within those operational metrics, integrity is all the way up there at the top, because you could have the product, you could have the service, you may even have better pricing than your competitor. But as Rick Reddy mentioned just a moment ago, that relationship between manufacturer and dealer distributor, as we are, and then to that end user, to the buyer, the customer, the community, whether I'm meeting with a rec center and the mayor of the township, you've got to, from the get-go, that, to me, the first 15 or 20 minutes that you're meeting, or even less, is all about that.
Yeah, I completely agree. it seems old school and antiquated to perhaps maybe another younger generation on the rise. But at the end of the day, I think it wins the day each and every time. And that's so key in business and in sales in particular. But so you're...
I could chime in, guys.
Yeah.
Just to add to that. I think even as a young man, this was very intuitive to me that if people trusted me and I earned that first sale, there should be a lot more after that. So by treating that person right the first time, you get to the second time and the third time, and you hopefully create a repeat customer for life. And that's always been my mantra. So that's why that stands tall in the way I carry myself out there with my customers. And I'm sure the same thing for Rick.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, there's a mantra that I've subscribed to with regards to integrity, and it says, "You can skin a sheep once, but you can shear it for a lifetime." And so many people in sales, and so many people in sales get that rap, if you will. You know, oh, he's a salesman. He's lower than, you know. I remember when I first got into sales, my grandfather said, it's like a used car salesman. But it's such a, for me, it's such a worthy occupation, I think. And it's not for everybody. You need that integrity first and foremost, and you need to be consistent and persistent and just, you know, be a man or woman of your word and follow through. And I think good things happen as a result. And that's evidence with you, Rick Flagg. I mean, well, prior to your tenure here since 2002 with Fitness Lifestyles, you went to Rutgers, right? You're a Scarlet Knight?
Correct.
And is that where you learned the game of tennis or perfected it? Because you were a professional athlete and you played at a high level for years. And, where did that start?
Well, it's actually started a little prior to that. Got some good tips and some good lessons early from my mom, who was an awesome tennis player. Who actually, when she was she retired from hitting tennis balls at about 83, and she won. Wow. She won four awards in her mid 70s, beating players that are 20 years younger. So I did get some good good genes there.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now your counterpart here at Sports Art, he's a Nittany Lion. I don't know if that is any, conflict of interest there with you two guys or not.
We have a couple conflicts sports wise.
Well, all right, so you're from Neptune. Well, the business itself started Fitness Lifestyles in Bruce Springsteen's backyard, right? In Asbury Park.
Yes, that's correct. Aaliyah Clark, president and owner, started it back in the mid '80s and in Asbury Park, and has been there just up until about less than a year ago, where we just moved a couple miles down the road from Asbury Park to Neptune and to a beautiful showroom there. Yeah. But that's where it all started, and definitely around the corner from the boss there, Bruce.
So did you have business meetings at the Stone Pony or?
I'm sure there were some meetings there at some point in time.
That's terrific. Who are you? So as far as your NFL team, you're a Giants fan, right?
The NFL team is all Philadelphia sports.
Oh, you're all Philadelphia. See, now that's you're an anomaly, Rick Redding. Do you hear this? I mean, here's a guy that's above the Mendoza line from central, North and South Jersey, and you're not a Giants fan. You follow the Eagles and the Phillies and stuff.
Well yeah, because I grew up 30 minutes from Eagles from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
And where in Bucks County, Pennsylvania?
Right in Yardley.
Well, I grew up in Humeville, right down the road from Langhorne and Pendel. I graduated from the Chamonix High School. And where did you, Mike, graduate from, my friend?
Oh, my gosh. You are definitely our competitor.
This phone call's over.
Yeah, Pensbury High School.
Oh, man, arch enemies, arch rivals. How bad is it? No wonder you're...
How about that?
But you got some good taste in pro football clubs. Rick Redding, who do you bang in for in the NFL, and who do you what laundry?
I'm from the other side of the state. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
That's right. Franco Harris and Terry Bradshaw, Jack Ham, Lambert, and all the guys. Dwight Clark White. Who is it? Dwight White. All those guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can name the whole team, I bet, even though you're from the other side of the state.
You know what's funny, fellas? I'm going to my age a little bit. I'll show a little. In 1972, when I was a lad of 10 years old, the NFL came out with this sticker book. And so I'm 10 years old, and I had to have one, and my mom and dad bought me one, and you had to fill it up with stickers. And it was all the NFC and the AFC teams, so... You know, growing up, it just seemed to stick and sear in my subconscious mind. The undefeated Dolphins, I knew you could name everybody from the Redskins, the Vikings, the Raiders, the Bears, and the ones closest to home obviously stuck to heart, like the Steelers and the Eagles. But Yardley, Pennsylvania, how about you at Pensbury? Rick Flagg. I knew I loved you for a reason. I mean, that's terrific. Well, we're listening to the inaugural episode of the Week in Fitness podcast with our very special guest, Rick Flagg. And if you or your organization is in need of quality cardio or strength equipment, be sure to look Rick up by visiting www.fitnesslifestyles.com. You can also find Rick Flagg over on the LinkedIn platform, and be sure to reach out to him. Take good care of you. He's a man of integrity. He's been at it for quite some time. Rick Flagg, you give back, and you participate in an annual 80-mile bike trek to raise awareness for MS. That's very commendable. How did you get involved with those folks, and how long have you been at it?
Yeah, so got into cycling. The main sport that I do now is play a lot of golf, but for the cardio, I got into cycling several years ago. A couple of reasons. One of my good buddies is an expert cyclist, and he got me going on it. And then also one of our real good friends she has had an MS for several years. And then when he told me about the event, I said, I'm all in. I'm going to start training. This was about 4 or 5 years ago, when I first got on board with it. And I never look back at that point to, do what we can, for all these people that are in need of getting better and, research and everything we can do for them.
Yeah. The resources, et cetera. That's so helpful and thoughtful, and it's gotta be gratifying too. It's a selfless act, and, that's terrific. Now, when you get on the bikes, do you do any off-road, like mountain biking, or is it primarily road work?
A combination of on the road and trails. Basically it's, when the ride is, the rides are usually at the end of September, during a kind of a non-COVID year, I guess, if we can call it.
Yeah.
And, start training, I ride all year indoors as well, but, I try to put in, anywhere from 600 to 800 miles of training in over the summer prior to the ride.
Goodness gracious. Now, I co-host a podcast called the Two Wheel Action Podcast, and essentially it's a motocross, supercross, e-bike, and mountain bike platform, and I co-host it with a former pro motocross racer who's now into the mountain biking and moreover the e-bike. So he and his wife are into the electric-assisted bikes, kind of getting up in age and everything. So he still does road work and gets off on the trails, but when he gets those inclines or any kind of grade, that electric component kicks in and gives him a break and a respite. Have you looked into any of those e-bikes down the line, or what are your thoughts on those?
I think it's great. I think it's actually a great thing to have, whether it's, a novice or moving up to a higher level of cyclist, that, that they'll feel more comfortable that they can go out, especially, let's say they ride and they go out 10 miles. They realize that they got to come back where they started from, and they run out of gas. It gets windy. It's hilly. So they don't have that fear and everything. That at least they have that assist to get them along. And it also drives them to exercising more, and they feel more comfortable on that.
I agree. How about you, Rick Redding? Do you do any bicycling at all, or what do you do to keep in cardio shape?
I would love to get a bike. Living down here in the Fort Myers area now, I haven't gotten to that point yet, but I have an assault bike in my garage, which is very accessible.
Nice.
And I probably use 5 or 6 times a week for a great workout, and that's just, you know, one part of my fitness regimen. But yeah, I love the upper body, the dual action of having being able to work your arms and your legs at the same time, and really, you know, getting a great sweat there.
Yeah.
But I definitely got to graduate to an outdoor bike here real soon.
Well, when you do, just be mindful. I mean, it's a little tricky down here, Rick Flagg, in Southwest Florida, where Rick Redding and I hail from. It's friendly for bicycles. They have the many bike lanes, but it seems to me they put them on the most precarious roads, like, you know, high traveled, high speed stuff, and, you know, God forbid you're riding and somebody's texting and they drift. Just Rick Redding, just be mindful when you get the bicycle out here.
No doubt.
You really do have to be
no
careful.
Doubt.
But Rick Flagg, what do you attribute your long? I mean, 2002, that's quite a bit of time to spend with one organization in the same career. What do you attribute your longevity in the business to, in particular with one company? Because that's such a rare commodity these days.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Where, many over the years, in 3-5 years is a lot for someone to stay at a company. I definitely attribute it to a few things. Again, Leo Clark, the president and owner who started the business when we started out. Together and back 18, 19 years ago, it was a real good match of, as far as his vision wanting to move forward and what I could attribute, what I saw as I started to grow with the company. And then as time went on, a few years passed and you're in 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 years, I was able to, let's go back to the example of 2006. When I tackled the statewide contract, I think that was about my 4th or 5th year at the time, and I think right then when I had was able to achieve that for Fitness Lifestyles, we were able to take it to another level, and that little boost there enabled me to we'll just stay here for a while and see if we can make this even better. So that's kind of where things went from there.
That's terrific. That is such a rare situation these days. You're right. Getting back to that LinkedIn platform, you look at some of the, myself included, I'll be at a company for 3 or 4 years, and then for whatever reason, I'll make the move. But I think it's so commendable to have exhibit longevity in such a transitory economy, as it were. You know, so many choices, they're vast, and my hat's off to you for seeing the opportunity, exploiting the vision, and I think that speaks volumes for, as these contracts come up each and, every 5 years, and for going into new business, you have such a portfolio or a resume to hang your hat on, no?
Yeah, exactly, and I think the other thing I wanted to add was, I think once that happened, and, Leo and I would sit down and we had the same, one of the things we had the same mindset is we're building, we wanted to build this portfolio. We wanted to, take it as this is a marathon. We don't have to sit down Monday and get everything done by Friday. So our vision was, Let's look at this in 6 months, in 12 months, in 2, 3, 5 years. What can we build together? And I think when we both had that same thought process, I wasn't going to, I was going to stay put there and see what we can do together.
Well, that's a testament to Leo for seeing, the the interest. And you're right. You both had the similar mindset of a long view. It's not a marathon, or it is a marathon, rather. It's not a sprint. And I think that that's how you garner that trust and sustain the relationships through integrity. Outstanding. Wow.
Yeah. And just to add on, speaking of marathons, I think going back to, you know, the career I had in sports, and then I did spend a couple years when I took some time off the tennis, I ran the Marine Corps Marathon and the 1988 Olympic Trial Marathon as well.
Get out of here.
So, yeah, so when, and that, again, that, once again, I used mindset again, or just looking for a vision out. Nothing really has to happen that quickly. So that marathon-type training and cycling, I really try to apply that to every day, no matter what job you're in, no matter what career you have, I applied that with fitness lifestyles. And in the last 5 or 6 years, really, you know, partnering strongly with Rick at Sports Arc.
Yeah. Yeah. That is amazing. Rick Redding, I know you subscribe to the same school of thought, you know, the relationships with the integrity, but I love the mindset that Rick Flagg has too. I think you take that into everyday work and you're, and it just, it lends itself to, you know, you don't get tipped over when you face adversity right away, you know? You know, Rick Redding, for instance, you know, you call on a customer, you don't expect them to roll over and buy your product the first time. It takes, you know, homework, devotion, dedication, persistence, and consistence, correct?
No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt. And I will say this about Rick Flagg. He's taught me a lot. He doesn't get rattled when, you know, in the fitness equipment industry, there's a myriad of things that can go wrong. You're shipping 500 pound pieces of equipment across the country. You're asking people to bring it into businesses, sometimes homes, upstairs, downstairs, small elevators, small doors. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. And those are some of the things that always made me nervous. But Rick, he's calm, cool, and collected when things go wrong. He's very calm and cool and gets through it and always takes care of his customer.
Unflappable. That's
fine. Unflappable. Absolutely.
Too kind. But we work together as a pretty good team there, Rick Redding and I.
It sounds like it. I spent a time and a season, a long season, in the fitness equipment installation business. So my favorite phrase was ground floor double doors.
Absolutely.
Because I remember going downstairs, and I remember taking you know, treadmills and ellipticals up flights of stairs, and it can be tenuous, and you know, patients run thin, and there's a small margin for error. So hats off to you for being super patient and understanding, Rick Flagg. Cool stuff.
No problem at all.
Yeah. Well, guys, Rick Flagg and Rick Redding, I want to thank you both for your time, and, you know, in the middle of your busy week, to carve out maybe 30, 35 minutes to chat on the inaugural episode of the Week in Fitness podcast. And once again, Rick Flagg can be found at www.fitnesslifestyles.com. Give him a shout. Look him up if you need anything in terms of equipment offerings and Sports Art. Rick Redding's company, Sports Art, the Eco Family Power, you know, family of products. I have a Sports Art treadmill in my possession. I just got done doing 30 minutes in my garage at ungodly temperatures. Lost a lot of water weight, I got to tell you that. It runs great. It's a fabulous machine. It's dependable. So if you have a need for that, any type of fitness equipment, be sure to look Rick Flagg up over at fitnesslifestyles.com. And gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Bobby, thank you so much for having us. It's been my pleasure.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much for having me, and just you know, just to add, as you mentioned about how they could find myself and Fitness Lifestyles and Rick Redding and Sports Art, And again, speaking of this great relationship that that I speak of, whether fitness lifestyles and sports art, just like to let everybody know, if they want to see sports art, I've got about 750 units there here in the tri-state area, in New Jersey area, for them to see, because it is an unbelievable product and it's an unbelievable company to work with.
I'll agree with that. That's quite the testimony. Quite the testament. Well, thank you, fellas. That wraps up episode number one, the inaugural episode of the Week in Fitness podcast. And for your co-host, Rick Redding, and our very special guest, Rick Flagg, this is Bobby Stein saying thanks for listening and take good care.
You've been listening to the Week in Fitness podcast, brought to you by Sports Art. Sports Art, the green fitness company with the exclusive EcoPower family of products, offering quality, innovative solutions for every achiever.